From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Childhood obesity rates seem to be improving nationwide, but the stats are still staggering. According to one recent survey, a third of American kids and adolescents are overweight, a quarter are obese. In Fort Worth, one elementary school is making wellness a priority, and it's a strategy that seems to be paying off. It's just after 10 in the morning at M.H. Moore Elementary, and this kindergarten class has just finished a round of standardized testing, so it's time for a dance party. Five- and six-year-olds dance, shimmy, and shake, loosely following a video prodded on by teacher Christy Bowie. All students at this school in the Diamond Hill neighborhood are getting more exercise these days. There's the usual physical education and recess, plus activities before and after school. Then there are these quick bursts of activity all throughout the day. Ronald Schultze is the principal at M.H. Moore. He encourages teachers to make movement part of instruction.
We want them moving 60 to 80% of the time, so this is just another opportunity to get them up, get their minds re-energized and ready for learning.
M.H. Moore students are also getting free breakfasts and better lunches and spending time in the school's garden. It's all part of a massive shift that's happened over the last 6 years. This North Fort Worth public school has a lot of challenges. 97% of students here come from low-income families. Two-thirds are English language learners. When Schultze arrived in 2010, students had high rates of diabetes. The school, he says, was struggling.
Academic scores were down. The morale of the staff was down. The morale of the kids was down. The community was not involved in the school. They felt isolated and not allowed to be a part of it.
Schultze worked with the school's PE teacher and nurse to start changing kids' diets and talking to parents about nutrition. The school stopped selling candy for fundraisers, and to make sure kids can eat well at home, parents can pick up free donated groceries at the school.
You can't have student success unless basic needs are met, and not just met while they're at school, but met at home.
Parents are also invited into the school for health and fitness days that include basic screenings. PTA President Lisa Gonzalez says one of those days changed her life. A nurse checked Gonzalez's blood pressure, checked it again, and told her she'd better go lay down.
I'm looking at her saying, why? And she goes, it's really high. I think I should call the ambulance. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. She says, no, really, it's high.
It was a wake-up call, Gonzalez says. After that, she started cooking more, quit buying frozen dinners, and picked up running. Now she and her kids start their day making smoothies with fresh fruit.
The way that I was raised eating is the way that I was carrying on and raising my children to eat. And I realized there's something wrong here.
Inside the school cafeteria, the lunch line was reworked to help kids make healthy choices. White milk is put in front of the chocolate milk. Brightly colored pictures show off the day's fruit and vegetable options. It's broccoli and oranges today. And there are plans to build a salad bar. Parent Arlene Donate stopped by to have lunch with her kindergartner.
I see a lot of kids, they're eating more vegetables and more fruits and not hamburgers, no nachos, nothing like that, you know? It's great.
Students can still buy packaged junk food, but they have to make a second trip for that bag of chips or candy bar. It's not allowed on their first trip through the lunch line. Second grader Adan Medina says that's smart.
All of my friends are good vegetable eaters. But you know, like, they kids just like want some Takis, hot Cheetos, you know, chips. Bad stuff for themselves.
Last month, M.H. Moore became Fort Worth's first Blue Zones approved school. That project works with businesses, restaurants, employers in the city to make it easier to make healthy choices. The Blue Zones project is working with other schools in the district to boost health too. M.H. Moore principal Ronald Schultze says having healthier kids has improved attendance and academics.
Test scores have skyrocketed. We've received 6 distinctions from the state of Texas the last 2 years. We expect to receive a few more this year. I'll have my kids compete against anybody in the city.
The recognition matters, he says, but knowing that kids are feeling better, eating better, and doing better makes Schultze feel like his vision is a success. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.